welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, devilradio927.com. And you can catch us on Facebook on the Devil's Page. Live videos during the radio shows here on Saturday morning. A number of the other programs as well throughout the week. Again, Pizza Box is up next. We do have to thank our sponsor once again, Evolution Financial. Sue Peck and Evolution Financial, one of the sponsors of this program. Let's Get Local. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor, promoting your business, connecting to our great program and this station, just contact Luke, reach out, go to devilradio927.com, and Luke will get you all set up. Great ownership here, great programming, and we are happy to be a part of it. We bring in Colin Murray, the executive director over at Dan by Local Now. Colin, we got some things to talk about. Events. I talked about events last segment. We got some events coming up, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on here, both with Dan by Local and with our members. So I thought we'd just maybe talk about a few of those. One of them that's coming up actually August 19th, a little bit down the road here, is our Eat Local, Give Local program. And the reason I bring this up now is that we're in preparation with our restaurants in particular for participating in this. So this is a fundraiser for Dane by Local. And basically what we do is provide a list of participating restaurants on August 19th during the day. You go to any of those participating restaurants and 10% of your sale price, ticket price for your meal would come back to Dane by Local as a fundraiser. So you may not realize that Dane by Local is actually a nonprofit organization. We run on a shoestring. We don't have a lot of funds. So this is one of the ways that we try to fund the efforts so that we're able to support our local businesses. And the restaurants have been great about giving back to Dane by Local. This is a program that we've been doing for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. If you know of a restaurant or you are a restaurateur yourself and would like to participate, any local business in Dane County is welcome to participate in that. We would be happy to have you part of that. So just reach out to myself and we'll get you signed up for that. And if you enjoy eating or if you plan on eating on August 19th, Jason included, we encourage you to support that effort and going to one of those restaurants that'll be listed on our website so that you can help support Dane by Local. It's really easy as far as you're concerned as the public, just go and eat at one of the restaurants. You don't have to do anything special, just order whatever you enjoy and 10% will come back to Dane by Local. So we're looking forward to that.
Colin, one thing about that I think is so great, of course, it's like you say, it's a fundraiser for Dane by Local, but it's also a way to showcase local restaurants, get more eyes on them, ears on them, and then also get people to discover some of these great restaurants that are around that hopefully they come back to again and again after an event like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Madison has one of the highest per capita as far as restaurants are concerned in the country. We rival New York City, believe it or not, based on per capita. So we've got great restaurants here, so many of them to choose from and various choices. So, you know, you really can't go wrong in Madison. And these local restaurants have been beat up a lot the last 18 months or so here. So this is a great way to support them and support us.
So quick follow-up, Colin, on that is, sorry, but I want to make sure in case there's any people that own restaurants listening, can they sign up to participate still?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're looking for right now. Just reach out to myself, Colin, at danebylocal.com. And I'll send you the link to set that up. So it's real easy. We keep it very simple for everyone. So another one of our members is Legacy Solar Co-op. And, you know, a lot of us would really like to have solar on our homes or our businesses, right? In fact, there was a survey done that found over 60% of customers between the ages of 18 and 40 would really prefer to use solar electricity as opposed to other choices of power for their home and businesses. So it's a very popular choice, but in some cases it's not practical. You know, if your roof is situated in such a way that it doesn't directly hit with sunlight or the trees are in the way or another building or whatever the case might be, not every building works for solar, right? That's one of the things that I enjoy about our condo complex. We have three buildings. Two of them won't work at all as far as solar is concerned, but the third one is like prime spot for solar. Faces south. It's got a real good pitch to the roof. No blockage anywhere. So we're actually looking at this for our property to put solar on one of the buildings. So Legacy Solar is happy to help out with that. But if you're not able to put solar on your building, on your home, they do have a switch to solar program where you buy certificates and you can basically plug into the solar program. Great, great program that you should check out. Whether you're able to do it in your own property or not, this is a way that you can support the effort and be a little more green and feel good about helping out the environment as well. And we'll be doing a lunch and learn with Solar Legacy in August. It looks like the first week of August. We don't have a date pinpoint yet, but they'll be joining us. We'll be talking about this program and just their regular program, solar program that they have and how people can benefit and plug in with that. Also, another one of our members is Decor. It's a home furnishing place here in Madison. And they have an interesting little program that they're doing on Fridays through June. You bring a friend into the store with you on any of the next Fridays. And if you purchase $20 or more, they have a free gift for you. Now, you may not be familiar with where Decor is. They're actually in Fitchburg. 3000 Cahill, Maine is their location. So they will be doing this all through June. So you can enjoy that. And then just one more place is Artworks and Different by Design. You may not know this, but I actually am part of a art organization. We have an event tomorrow at Garver from 10 to 4. So join us there as well. It's free to attend. If you spend $75 or more, we'll give you a free cup of coffee at Ledger Coffee Roasters as well. So hopefully people can join us for that as well.
Hey, what a deal. All kinds of things happening, Colin. You know, the weather's a little toasty, but at least not humid yet. So people get out there, enjoy these events. They're happening in our community. A bunch more at danebylocal.com to keep you updated. Also, if you're interested, you can always sign up for the Dane by Local newsletter and get all this stuff every week if you'd like to get all that right from the source who's trying to help get everybody's word out. Colin, thanks for your time again. We will catch you next week. Have a great weekend, okay?
Take care.
All right, we will be back here in just a minute on the other side of the break. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM.